This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This week's bizarre tale of the transatlantic traveler with TB got us wondering about the bacterium that causes the disease. So we thought we'd take a closer look at the bug in this week's Science Out of the Box. One man who knows a lot about TB is Dr. Richard Chason. He's a professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University and a director of the Center for Tuberculosis Research there. He explains that the germ that causes TB, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, is a notoriously slow-growing bug.
It is lethargic compared to most of the bacteria that people are familiar with, like staph or strep. And so it replicates or reproduces very slowly. A typical culture of staph taken off of somebody's skin replicates every 15 minutes or so, and sometimes more quickly than that. It takes a single Mycobacterium tuberculosis organism a full day to reproduce once.
So it takes weeks instead of hours or days for enough culture to grow in a lab to be detectable. Fortunately, it doesn't always take weeks to diagnose TB in a patient. Doctors can isolate DNA from the bacterium and identify it within hours. But Dr. Chason says this quick test can miss the TB germs and isn't as accurate as growing a culture, which can take up to 40 days. Being slow-growing also makes TB bacteria really hard to wipe out once they settle into a person's lungs.
We kill bacteria. When we kill them with antibiotics, we typically kill them by doing one of two things. We destroy the cell wall as the organism is dividing, or we inhibit the DNA machinery of the cell and the metabolism of the cell. When you have a bug that is replicating quickly, like staph or strep, you can kill it quickly because its activity is its own undoing. Its replication leads to its demise. So you give the antibiotics, and the next time the bug divides, wham, it's been destroyed by the antibiotics.
But the process isn't so fast for TB. It's not unusual for patients to undergo therapy for 6 months or longer. Again, it's because bacteria are vulnerable to antibiotics when they're reproducing, and that's not very often with TB.
There are some mycobacteria, some tuberculosis bugs that are very slow growing. That is, they don't replicate every day. They replicate every week or every month. And so we have to keep giving the antibiotics, waiting for these bugs to finally wake up and replicate so that we can kill them.
Dr. Chason says the TB bug's lackadaisical approach to reproduction has also slowed the pace of research.
Because staph grows so quickly, somebody looking at a new treatment of a staph infection can do a study in a test tube in a day or two. But a similar study with tuberculosis will take a week or two. When we do studies of tuberculosis in mice, which is very helpful for understanding how to treat humans with tuberculosis, it takes 9 months to complete the experiment. When we have promising young graduate students who want to go into a career in research in tuberculosis, they have to accept the fact that it's going to take them much longer to conduct their research and complete their training than if they worked on a bug that grew more quickly.
The first breakthrough cure for TB was streptomycin in the 1940s. Within 15 years, researchers had made great strides, and the scientific community thought it had the problem licked. So interest in the disease waned, and so did the grant money. In recent decades, though, the need for further research has grown urgent.
The collision of the AIDS epidemic and the TB epidemic has been absolutely catastrophic. HIV infection undermines people's defenses against TB. In Africa, we know that AIDS is the leading cause of death, but TB is the leading cause of death with people with AIDS.
So researchers like Dr. Chason are searching for better diagnostic tools and faster working therapies. The call's out to graduate students who don't mind whiling away months in the lab waiting for mycobacteria to do what the birds, bees, and even educated fleas all do.